This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Saturday Magazine. 14 minutes to 12. We're heading into the last stretch of the show, David Hunt.
We are. And who have we got on the phone now? It's somebody very well known and very well liked around the station. Neil Mitchell, welcome to Joy.
Hi, guys. I'm sitting here in my tracky deck.
Is that because you're just enjoying a casual Saturday morning, or is there a reason you're in your tracky dacks?
I'm always in my tracky. Well, it is a casual Saturday morning, but as you know, it's tracky dack time for TLC for Kids, which is why we're chatting. It's part of it. So you know how hard it is for charities to get sort of a symbol of what they're doing, a symbol of promotion like Red Nose Day or the Yellow Daffodil. The TLC for Kids, it's Tracky Dacks.
Now, I've got to pull you up here because we've got to go back a little bit. I believe you have actually saved this organisation from literally going under. They had, I'm not sure the exact amount, but I believe it was about $10 in their bank account, and you all of a sudden went, hold on, we can't let this fall over. And you did a special program on your show, and you raised over $80,000. Is that right?
Well, there's a lot more. It was, it's about 10 years ago now, I think. They came to me and said, we'll be closing by the end of the week. And I'd been involved with them before, helping raise money for some kids. What they do is really grassroots stuff. You know, it's not the great wish of, I want to go to Disneyland.
Yep.
The kid wants an iPod, or he wants a laptop or something like that, or just tickets to the footy. And we've been helping with that, and it's great because it really lifts, you can really lift a whole family with that sort of thing. We're talking about often terminally ill kids.
Yep.
And they said, we're going to close by the end of the week. And I thought that was awful. And we launched the program to and went to the audience, said, this is absurd. We've got to keep this going because they don't waste a lot of money on administration, or, you know, they really spend the money well. And, you know, we got 250 grand.
Wow.
In a day. And that kept them going. And better than that, even better than that, they got a lot of good sponsors that came on board long term that guaranteed their survival. They are a really good grassroots, hands-on organisation that doesn't muck around.
As you were saying, that it's not the big wishes; it's the more realistic things, and it's even to the extent where if a family are coming from regional areas and their child's in hospital, who they might have often had to sleep in their car because they haven't been able to afford a hotel. This is where they come to play, or if medication that they can't afford, they'll help them with that as well.
Yeah, that's right. Petrol vouchers. People, dad can't work, mum can't work because the child's sick and they can't afford to drive down from the country. They provide petrol vouchers. I remember one particularly sad case where a child, they only had a couple of months to live, and they actually got down to a few weeks to live, and the dad had to keep working because he had to feed the family, the rest of the family. And all the little boy wanted was dad to spend time with him in his last weeks. And TLC helped with that by providing food vouchers and money just to help the family so the father could not go to work and sit with his son. That made an enormous difference to the whole family.
But what about these boxes that they have at the hospitals and I believe there's one in particular, it's the little windmill that you like yourself. Do you know what they use that for?
Yeah, they're called distraction boxes. They're very they're scientifically designed so that they're really effective. When a child goes into the emergency ward, obviously they're sick, they're panicking, they're injured, they're worried. So we have these little boxes under the bed. The doctor or the nurse can bring out the box and say the child's hyperventilating, breathing quickly. You get this one of these little windmills. You know, you see them at the Royal Show.
Yep.
Hold them out the window of the car. And you say, oh, look at this, blow in it. You get the child to blow in it, the windmill goes around, so it keeps blowing. It slows down the breathing. They've got little toys that distract them. They have found that by using this distraction box, it significantly reduces the amount of pain medication they have to use. even the amount of anaesthesia they have to use. They're bringing little boxes full of toys, and of course, when the kids go, off to the next ward or go home, they want to take one of the toys with them, so they do. So yeah. You're forever replacing the boxes.
I also like one in particular, and when it was explained to me, it's this tube full of little coloured beads, and inside it is all these little things that you actually have to try and find. And often it's not the kids using it, it's their parents while they're sitting on the edge of the bed. And it also helps to calm the parents, and then the children in the bed who are obviously feeling very sick are looking at mum and dad thinking, oh, look, they're having fun with this lovely little coloured thing. It's such a simple thing, but it's obviously very smart.
It is very smart. I think one of the most traumatic things you do as a parent, I've done it with my children a couple of times, is take them to hospital in an emergency situation. Now, thankfully, both mine are fine. But you're sitting there as a parent, and you're in, you know, a hospital, like you're in the hands of all these strange medical people. You want to do something. You want to comfort the child. You want to distract the child. And if you can get one of these things from the box and play with it, then you feel as a parent you're doing something. The child picks up on your mood, and it's all positive. Apart from that, they're good fun to play with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the official TLC distraction box is well named because David has been playing with them all morning. So it's clearly not just for the kids. Now, Tracky Dack Day, Neil, I know it doesn't actually have a specified day. Is that correct? You can pick your own day?
You can pick your own day. Just go to the website. You can pick your own day. Wear tracky dacks for a day or a week if you want to, and just make a donation if you feel so motivated. And people, yeah, you can imagine walking into the Supreme Court if His Honour walks in wearing a
footage. Yeah, I'm a lawyer, Neil. I can't see that happening, to be honest. But, you know, we can dream.
Marilyn Warren, who's the Chief Justice, is a pretty cool lady. I reckon we could convince her to wear tracky dacks into the court. Everybody be saying, oh, Your Honour, why are you dressed like that? And we promote the name of TLC.
Oh, good idea. So if any judges out there listening this morning, wear tracky dacks to work on Monday.
Judges, we can get the Chief Commissioner in them, Dennis Napsine.
And Brett, you've got to wear it to your law firm on Monday and get kicked out.
I'm not sure how well that would go down, but look, it'll be a good excuse if I ever feel like not getting suited up in the morning. I'll just say, oh no, I'm doing it for charity.
Now, Neil, we've also got to thank you so much for your wonderful support for this radio station.
Oh, look, that's a pleasure. I feel very committed to what you do and what we've managed. We've been lucky enough and privileged enough to do with you in the live broadcast we did with Macca. I hope we can keep that going somehow. I was just talking to somebody about it this week. I was explaining to somebody what we did because, you know, if I still come across people who say, yeah, what were you doing involved with Joy? You're a right-wing homophobe.
No, you're not. You're a poster boy for the Closet Nightclub, last time I heard.
Yeah, I was too. Though. I reckon that drove people away.
Because this is a very important time for us coming up because, as you know, we're a community radio station. We rely heavily on our membership because people become a member of a community radio station, and it helps us stay on air. And Radiothon's coming up in the next couple of weeks, and it's called Joy to the World this year, and you win a car and support a station that I think is really important for Melbourne and the only gay and lesbian radio station in the country.
Yeah, that's really good. I hope it goes well. I'll do everything I can to help.
I was going to say, we might be roping you in for a station ID or something, I think, Neil Mitchell. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing your news about TLC for kids, and enjoy the rest of your morning in your tracky dacks.
Well, thank you, and thanks for your support. They're a great group, and good luck with that radiothon.
Thank you. Neil.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.